Forecast for today, lots of sunshine and a high around the mid-70s. An investigation underway into what started a fire early this morning that caused extensive damage was before dawn to the Kenosha Education Association headquarters at 5610 55th Street. That building was void of any personnel. It was locked. It had been alarmed at about 5:30 last evening, according to custodian Greg DeAngelis.
We locked everything up. The girls left. I left. Came back and checked. The kids were playing outside. I said they had to leave because I didn't want them around. The alarm was on. They play around here all the time.
Kenosha fire crews had the initial flames seemingly under control, but then the fire's intensity grew, the flames eventually shooting through the roof. Battalion Chief Matt Herder indicated the building's construction and its remodeling over the years were a factor in the flames extending to the attic area. No injuries reported with the fire this morning to the KEA building. Well, now that Foxconn's decided to put up that huge new manufacturing complex somewhere in southeast Wisconsin, State Senator Bob Wirch of Summer says the real work is going to begin. Now the process switches to negotiating an agreement with Foxconn. He says local government officials, they're going to have to do some things once the incentive package gets approved and the site is finalized.
Well, they got to provide roads, I've heard, access roads, basic infrastructure for the companies, easements. They got to buy a lot of property. There'll be zoning changes. There'll be a lot to do.
He says legislators haven't seen any details of this proposed incentive package. He's waiting to see just how the state plans to fund it. Southeast Wisconsin probably going to see significant gains in new home construction, unit sales, increased values with the Foxconn development. This is according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors.
News release from the group points to the Racine, Kenosha, Walworth market area showing solid gains in unit sales in recent years. With the additional jobs, thousands with Foxconn, more new homes, condos, and apartment buildings will need to be built, which will grow the market. It says the scale of new growth may be similar to what the city of Milwaukee experienced after World War II, with acre upon acre of new housing and commercial development radiating out to the south, west, and north. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
In Racine County Circuit Court, a 60-year-old man who allegedly told investigators he was going to stop selling drugs because he'd recently gotten a job. Now he's facing more than a dozen drug-related charges. Reginald Roach appearing in court on multiple counts. Sheriff's Department reports indicate the Metro Drug Unit made controlled buys from Roach and this week executed a search warrant at his home. Reportedly recovered more than $1,200 cash and crack cocaine. Roach allegedly told the investigators he sold the drugs to make money because he was out of work, but that he had started a job about a week ago and he was going to retire from the drug business. He'll be back in court August 3rd. Culver's restaurants, including those in Racine and Ice Grove and Oak Creek, raised nearly $24,000 for Camp Hometown Heroes. It's a free national summer camp for kids who've lost a parent, a sibling, or other loved one with the U.S. military. 10% of the sales on July the 25th, along with funds from collection canisters, were donated to the cause. The June report on unemployment from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development shows the city of Racine at 5.1% last month, compared to 4.2% in May and 7% a year ago. Kenosha was at 4.1%, compared to 3.3% in May, 5.2% in June of last year. Mount Pleasant at 4% unemployment for June versus 3.2% in May, 5% for last year. In Caledonia, it was 3.4% in June unemployment compared to 3% in May, 4.8% for June of 2016. And Racine County's jobless rate in June, 4.2%, 3.5% in May, 5.5% a year ago. Kenosha County's June unemployment rate, 4.1% compared to 3.3% in May, 5.2% last year at the same time. On the heels of the big announcement from the White House and the second Foxconn-related gathering held in Milwaukee last evening, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, among the dignitaries, still not saying anything regarding where this thing is going to go. Said he can't offer anything on the site at this time. Did suggest there is still a lot of work that has to be done on what is otherwise really big news for this part of the state.
We just keep our nose to the grindstone and you know, continue to work with the state and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Governor and Foxconn's president signing a memorandum of understanding last evening. Delagrave would not talk about any local inclusions in that.
I really can't comment on anything in particular with, you know, what local government's doing, other than we're apprised of what's going on, and you know, no matter what, as long as it's in southeast Wisconsin, everybody wins.
He did indicate there's going to be significant ripple effect on the region's economy.
The return on investment is unprecedented, and it's going to transform Southeast Wisconsin, that's for sure.
Other dignitaries at the event included Mount Pleasant's Village President Dave DeGroot. He indicated to reporters even he doesn't know the exact location for the Foxconn plant. Meanwhile, it's 6 years to create those 13,000 jobs connected to the Foxconn project. That is in the Memorandum of Understanding. The salary average with those jobs would be just under $54,000. BizTime says the initial agreement gives the two sides until September 30th to finalize terms of what is being called a mutually beneficial agreement. The company would be expected to complete phase one of its LCD manufacturing plant within 4 years, a second phase within 2 years after that. The level of staffing at the Joint Caledonia South Shore Fire Station could change under a proposed pilot project. South Shore Fire Chief Bob Stedman told the Mount Pleasant Finance Legal License Committee the two departments have jointly staffed that station ever since it was built in 1998. The agreement comes to an end next year, and a decision is needed on whether they ought to continue that way or modify the staffing proposal. He's looking at South Shore continuing to house three firefighter paramedics there, but move the Caledonia staff to their station at Highway 32 and 5 Mile Road. The chief indicating the change would allow both departments to get ahead of the game. And he says at the end of the six-month pilot, a decision on what happens next could be made.
Caledonians might say, you know what, this is a great idea. Let's just continue doing this to figure out how we're going to handle it financially. Or they may say, you know, this is a great idea, and let's do the rest of the consolidation. We've already tried how it worked operationally. Now how do we figure out the other things? And let's do a consolidation. Or they may say, this doesn't work, going to all back to Station 10. And we say, fine, okay, we tried it.
The committee did endorse the proposal, which still has to be considered by the South Shore Fire and EMS Oversight Committee, as well as the Caledonia Village Board. If approved, it could begin by September 1st. And a memorial stone to those who served in the Korean War dedicated yesterday on the grounds of the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Dover. Local members of the Korean War Veterans of America were in attendance, along with some of the cemetery staff. The Korean War from 1950 to 53, often called the Forgotten War, the marker designed to help people remember. Racine City Plan Commission supporting a major amendment to the conditional use permit to operate a showroom for small boats, inflatables, and boating accessories at 1028 Douglas Avenue and Riverside Marine.
I just think it'd be an addition for that neighborhood to have an additional showroom space and all the improvements you can see over this building that have been undertaken. I mean, we're moving in the right direction there, so I'm not sure why we wouldn't be able to do this and make a better, you know what I mean, a better major boating facility that we have there and would like to keep building on and doing what we're doing.
Scott Monroe with Riverside Marine staff, who says about 30,000 square feet of that facility will be used for a showroom. Also supported by the Plan Commission, a conditional use permit to operate an auto sales and light service shop at Rabbits Drive and Mount Pleasant Street.
We put quite a bit into this old building. I think it's a big asset for that corner because there's absolutely nothing going on there. Years ago, they had the tanks removed, and they just left the gravel, so I had it re-asphalted.
That's Benjamin Nelson talking about the old gas station there. Says there might be a dozen or so vehicles at one time. And a conditional use permit supported by the City Plan Commission for operating an auto storage warehouse at 2220 Northwestern Avenue, the home to Racine Unified up until about 6 years ago.
High-end vehicles, heated and air-conditioned. Classic cars, outside storage, I think good use for the property rather than splitting up in small industrial sites where there's people parked. I mean, it should be nice, neat, clean development when it's done.
Robert Gleason saying the brick buildings at the front and the back of the complex are in pretty good shape. The work is being done as well to improve the others. All three projects going to get final council approval next week. While the attention continues on the Foxconn project, life goes on in the world of jobs in Southeast Wisconsin, and with that, Gateway Technical College offering short-term training programs to equip Southeast Wisconsin residents with the skills and credentials for in-demand jobs such as computer numerical control machine operators, better known as CNC. Boot camp tuition, free, the training open to Racine, Kenosha, Walworth County residents at least 18 years old. Applications are now available, but they are due by 5 p.m. Friday, August the 4th. The boot camp itself begins Monday, August the 28th. It will go until Friday, December the 1st. The boards of education for both Racine and Kenosha Unified each did the same thing this week. They approved base wage increases for their teachers, which is all that's allowed these days under provisions of Act 10. Julia Landry is the chief of human resources for Racine Unified.
We were authorized to enter into negotiations with the authorized representatives of the REA and to offer them 1.26%, which was the maximum amount allowed. They accepted our offer, and before you, you have the signed tentative agreements.
The same 1.26% base wage offer approved for Racine Unified's building service employees, both those total costs factored into the 2017-18 budget process. The Kenosha School Board also approving that consumer price index increase for the teachers with the base wages. The two sides having reached a deal more than 2 weeks ago, it was literally within minutes of essentially making the very same offer to each other, almost word for word. DARE stands for Drug Abuse Resistance Education. One of the many DARE law enforcement officers is Kenosha County Sheriff's Deputy Ray Rowe. He was named this week DARE Officer of the Year, the honor bestowed at the group's meeting in Sturgeon Bay. Deputy Rowe has been the DARE officer for the past 17 years, 20 years on the force. The DARE curriculum that he teaches in the schools focuses on safe and responsible decision-making, as well as providing kids with needed life skills to resist drugs and alcohol. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.